Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thursday, as we are doing the show live from home right now, and we are live right now on the Miguel and Holly and the Hot 101.5 Facebook page. Here's a message that we got from a Miguel and Holly fam member that I'm going to warn you, you're going to be upset as I read this DM, okay?
I'm ready to be upset. Let's go.
Yeah. But I want you to just hold off before you start giving your opinion, okay?
Okay.
Because I really want you to think about this.
Okay.
It says, I got a wedding invitation in the mail yesterday. Actually, it was a wedding uninvitation. Mm. And my husband and I are not happy, but we don't agree on what to do next. My cousin is getting married in January. She and I are very close and always have been. We got the invitation over the summer. Now I get it that COVID has had a resurgence and it wasn't expected and they had to make some changes. It turns out they have to trim the guest list.
Okay.
It's hurtful to actually be one of the ones that has been uninvited. Mm. We got an unsave the date card. But it also included a note that said they were planning a fabulous honeymoon, and they were asking for cash donations via GoFundMe. They suggested a gift of $100, $250, or $500. I am hurt. My husband is angry. He says she can GoFund herself.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What should we do? Hold on.
Let me wrap this. Are you going to recap real quick?
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
No. Yes, I did. Okay. So they were invited to the wedding. They just got uninvited to the wedding. But let me get this straight. The bride is still expecting a cash gift for the honeymoon. Is that correct?
Now, she didn't use the term expected in this message. Oh. It says, but it also included a note that said they were planning a fabulous honeymoon and they were asking for cash donations via GoFundMe. So it didn't say that they were expecting it. It just says they were asking for cash donations. So they're not saying, hey, you can't come, give me money. They're saying...
It was just in case you still want to give, here's the link.
Right. So I don't have the actual, obviously, invitation to like what the language was, but that's what they said in the message. And we're just going to go ahead and call her Ashley, who sent us this message.
They were cousins? Is that what you said?
Yes. Cousins. They're cousins. Mm. And that they were invited this summer. So here's what I want you to do, because I know... Obviously, the first instinct is for each of us to be like, well, hell nah. Mm-mm. But before you do that, I want you to take a second to think about what this couple has had to go through, okay? When it comes to planning the wedding, they've had to make adjustments. They've had to change everything, obviously, from what they were planning. Okay. So just keep that in mind, okay? So here's what I want you to do. You can call us up 877-999-1015, or you can hop on to the Miguel and Holly or the Hot 101.5 Facebook page where we're live right now. Let us know what you think. Holly and Scott, hold on. Let's play two songs, and then we'll come back and see what is our official advice we're going to give to Ashley. And we'll do that next on Shin for Miguel and Holly fan member Ashley, who basically got an unsave the date from her cousin's wedding in January because COVID. They have to cut the guest list down and said, sorry, we can't have you for our wedding, but you can donate to our wedding or honeymoon fund on GoFundMe. We're suggesting a gift of $100, $250, or $500. All right, so before we get to you, Holly or Scott, Leela in Lake Wells, what do you think?
Well, honestly, Miguel, I'm going to say I was with you at first. You know, I was saying you can go fund yourself.
Ooh.
But then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? She is a cousin, and regardless of how close you are, you don't know how big the family is. I got a crap ton of cousins, dude. And if she had to trim down her guest list, I'm sure that was hard enough for her already.
Right.
And you're right. With COVID times resurging, it's just not safe. I wouldn't want to put my family at risk like that. So I'm pretty sure what she's done is probably trimmed it down to immediate family only. It sucks that her cousin had to get cut, but honestly, think about how hard it was for them. They're probably not going to have their dream wedding anymore. So instead, they're asking to go on a dream honeymoon. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's up to them whether they want to give or not, but I would.
Dang, you made a good point.
Thank you so much for your phone call, Leela.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a good morning.
Holly, what do you think?
You know, I tend to agree with Leela here because at first I was like, oh, heck no. But like, you know, I actually, I feel bad for anybody that does have to cut down a guest list, just to get the marriage and the wedding done because maybe you had to find a smaller venue. Maybe you had to do things to get it done. So that doesn't bother me, but I will take up for Amy Lynn on the Facebook who said the thing that would be most upsetting is the dollar amounts they suggested.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's what I think is tacky. Like, when my university comes, like, mails me stuff and is like, would you like to make a donation in the terms of $500? I'm like, you thought? What you think? I'm a pharmacy major? Get out of here. When I get those, it just seems like, I understand why there are suggested donation amounts.
Right.
But I never feel like, no. Like, I always find it presumptuous, whether it's from a charity or an institution or a person. Like, I would have included the link or included the, hey, we're still taking, you know, whatever for this honeymoon. But leave it up to the person. Don't suggest for me what you think I should give.
Scott, what do you think?
Here's the line that changed it for me. Thank you, Talila. Saying that they're already not having the dream wedding. Let them at least have the dream honeymoon. And because of that, my anger has now lowered. Mm. And I say, absolutely you should give to their wedding. Yes, they're already changing things up. Give to the wedding. Allow them to enjoy that experience. Maybe don't make $100, whatever. $25 will do. $50 will do. Any little amount to at least be there. You know, you could have a lunch with that money. Just skip the lunch. Give them a little money. Help them on their honeymoon. I like that, actually.
This is what I'm saying. Like, one time, I think one of the wedding checks that I got back in the day was for $22.22. Why? I don't know. Because he was a weird old man. But he still gave money.
But he still gave money and it made you happy.
It's true. And that's why, as soon as I saw this message, I said, I know everyone's instant reaction is going to be like, bitch, please. But then I feel like if you take a second to just remove our own personal feelings about it and think about, I don't know how long her cousin has been planning this wedding, but let's just say it's been a year. Let's say it was 2 years. Mm. They started this time last year before we even were thinking about COVID. Every plan that they have had for this wedding has changed. And like, yes, it's going to inconvenience you because you got disinvited and you can't go. But think about when they had to make that decision to say, well, this isn't going to look like how we thought it was going to look like, and now we've got to change it. Yes, maybe they could have been a little bit more tactful with how they asked for money.
Yeah.
But we're living in unprecedented times, and how do you ask for money when your wedding has been affected by a pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
So there's no rule book for it. So I guess that's going to be our official ruling for Ashley is to say, do donate. And just take your sensitive panties off a little bit as we're trying to navigate all these waters, you know?
Everybody a little bit of grace. That's
absolutely
all.
So let us know what you think. We're live on the Miguel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.